With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shireen Awad. Another shutdown of the eastbound Pomona Freeway between Riverside and Ontario is scheduled this weekend to facilitate resurfacing projects, but motorists will get a break over Labor Day weekend when no closures are planned. For the fifth straight weekend, beginning at 10 p.m. Friday, crews will close the entire eastbound 60 between Interstate 15 in Ontario and the 6091-215 interchange in Riverside, roughly 13 miles. The closure is not scheduled to end until 5 a.m. Monday. California could become the first state with rules requiring the transition of heavy-duty trucks to electric vehicles. But Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd reports some health and environmental groups say the proposal falls short.
Heavy-duty truck fleets are essential for supporting California's economy, but they're also notorious polluters. Andrea Vidaure with the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice says low-income communities are most at risk.
Right now, we currently have community members and family members that can't go outside on a really bad air day. Communities are restricted to their homes on these types of days. They're not allowed to go outside. It's too dangerous for them.
The rule would require manufacturers to produce more electric trucks in the coming decades. Vidaure says it's a step in the right direction, but she wants the board to set a hard deadline for transitioning all heavy truck fleets to zero-emission vehicles. The Air Resources Board says the proposal is one of several rule changes for truck fleets that will help California reach its emission reduction goals. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
California State Senator Richard Pan was shoved in downtown Sacramento Wednesday by a man who opposes the lawmaker's plan to restrict medical exemptions for vaccinations. Capital Public Radio's Nick Miller has more.
The senator was heading to an event near the Capitol when Austin Bennett hit him in the back.
Yeah, I pushed you. I pushed you. I pushed you.
Bennett live-streamed the incident on Facebook. It shows Bennett following Pan, peppering him with questions. Then Bennett shoves Pan. Later, he expressed regret.
I probably should have done that, but...
Sacramento police cited Bennett with misdemeanor assault. A spokesperson with Pan's office said the senator was unhurt, and a short time later he was seen back at work chairing a committee meeting. His bill would give the state final say on some medical exemptions for vaccines. Opponents have rallied against the bill at multiple hearings, including one where hundreds of parents packed the halls of the Capitol. In Sacramento, I'm Nick Miller.
The California Department of Insurance says the 10 California counties with the highest fire risk also had the highest percentage of homeowners' policies that were dropped last year. Bob Moffitt with Capital Public Radio reports from Sacramento.
The counties most prone to wildfire saw a 10% increase in dropped policies last year. Michael Soller with the California Department of Insurance says it would like to work with insurance companies to provide coverage for all homes in exchange for statewide fire protection standards.
There is no one recognized statewide standard for a hardened home, for accessibility to a fire station and roads. It's a patchwork of different policies around the state, and insurers don't recognize those home hardening measures that do exist.
Mark Secknan with the American Property Casualty Insurance Association says the industry would need to see proof of the effectiveness of such standards before insurers would agree to cover everyone.
We need to understand that this is beyond just an individual property. While everybody should do it because you want to protect your most important asset, which is your house, we also need to understand this needs to be done on a community basis.
While insurance companies canceled nearly 168,000 policies last year, more than four times as many people left their insurance companies. The Department of Insurance did not say how many of those people found a new company to cover them, but there were more new policies written last year than policies canceled. CAL FIRE says there were more than 16,000 homes that were destroyed by fire last year. I'm Bob Moffitt in Sacramento.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shireen Awad.